And coming up later on this month, Playmakers Repertory Company continues its 2015-2016 season with a play called We Are Proud to Present, and that is only the beginning of the title. It's going to be a very meaningful, very good play, as are all of them at Playmakers. And joining us now is the director, Desdemona Chang. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So I started with the beginning of the title, but this is a play with about the longest title I've ever seen.
Yes, that's true. The full title of the play is called We Are Proud to Present a Presentation about the Herero of Namibia, formerly known as Southwest Africa, from the German Sudwest Africa between the years 1884 to 1915. That is the full title of the play.
And how did you find this? Because I'm reading about it. It sounds like an amazing piece. But how did you come upon it in the first place?
Well, I actually came upon this play several years ago. I first met the playwright Jackie Sibley's Drury at a new play festival in San Francisco back in, I want to say, 2011. I was on a selection committee for the festival at the time. And we came across an early draft of this play, and we thought it was an incredibly stunning and powerful piece. And it was developed that year in San Francisco, and since then has gone to have amazing productions in New York and Chicago and now in Chapel Hill. And at the time, the former artistic director, Joe Hodge, also read the play and was also really moved by it. So it's kind of a coincidence that I was actually brought on to direct this production. Sort of a kind of stars aligning in a great way.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. So tell me about the Herero of Namibia. What are we going to see on stage?
You know, the interesting thing is, if you're going to come to see a play about Namibia, you might be disappointed in some ways. The play is about a group of theater makers, really ambitious young theater makers in the 20s and 30s, who come together to make a play about the Herero of Namibia. For those of you who don't know, and I think very few people know this, but at the turn of the 20th century, in the late 1800s into 1900s, Germany had occupied Southwest Africa and was controlling what is now known as Namibia. And at the time, there was a great atrocity where they essentially exterminated a large number of the Herero tribe, the natives in the area. And so this group of artists, they come together with the intent of making a play about this atrocity. And in doing so, in the working process, they sort of reveal their own biases and limited views as Americans in the 20th century. So it's a challenging play because I think, as you know, theater makers go, like we as artists, that there's a responsibility to the work. But at the same time, we're often limited by our own perspectives on life, on society, on ourselves, and you know, the tricky and fascinating thing that happens when you have ambition and kind of recklessness together in the room. With all good intentions, they do this play and, despite themselves, kind of reveal stunning and powerful things about their own personalities.
And this is something that we've seen before already this year on the Playmaker stage with Seminar this year, and I know previous pieces have sort of dealt with that extent to which your worldview and the way that you're trying to present something in a very positive and well-meaning way ends up reflecting back more on you than the world that you're trying to present.
Yeah, I think that's really true, especially if you're a young artist, you know, and I think, I mean, we're kind of seeing this now, and I hesitate to get too into politics, but you have a movement now in this country where we're seeing a lot of young people with strong opinions coming out and finding their voices and finding their identities, and what happens when you dive into a relatively unknown terrain with a lot of gumption and a lot of good intent, but not a lot of guidance.
We're speaking with Desdemona Chang, director of We Are Proud to Present, a presentation about the Herero of Namibia, formerly known as Southwest Africa, from the German Sudwest Africa between the years 1884 and 1915. This is going to be at Playmakers beginning on Wednesday, February 24th, running through March 13th. Playmakersrep.org is the website, by the way, if you want more information. Tell me about the cast. Who's going to be up on stage?
We have a mixed cast of current PHEP members of the UNC program, and a couple of guest actors out of town. Nathaniel Kent and Genesis Oliver are two actors that we cast out of New York. I'm really excited to have them in town. And in the Playmakers company are Skylar Mastain, Carrie Cox, Miles Bullock, and Caroline Strange. And these are the four current members of the Playmakers company.
We're speaking with Desdemona Chang again. The play is going to open on February 24th, run until March 13th. And Desdemona, before we let you go, same question I always ask at the end of every interview about a play. Without spoiling your favorite moment, what is your second favorite moment from this show?
I would have to say the first 10 minutes.
Okay.
The first 10 minutes, not spoil the ending. There's something kind of the joyful way this company comes together, and there's a kind of cartoonish romp of the way they present the history of Namibia in a very fast kind of vaudevillian way, and I think folks will find it incredibly charming. It's a great way to start the play, too. It's incredibly charming, incredibly funny, and it gets the audience really excited.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be We Are Proud to Present, a presentation about the Herero of Namibia, formerly known as Southwest Africa, from the German Sudwest Africa between the years 1884 to 1915. Jackie Sibley's Drury is the playwright. Desdemona Chang is the director. This is going to be at Playmakers Wednesday, February 24th through March 13th. Playmakersrep.org is the website if you want more information, information about special events, information about how to get tickets. This is not to be missed. Desdemona, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.